A promise kept from a presidential campaign is rare enough, but to have it become a reality so quickly may have amazed Trump supporters who were really counting on a repeal of the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare. Do those people actually have some benefits coming now? Losers under this plan we talked about yesterday include seniors counting on Medicaid expansion that may not happen now, but who specifically would this bill help? Here to tell us is Julie Rovner, chief Washington correspondent for Kaiser Health News. Julie, welcome back to The Takeaway.
Thank you.
We talked to people who claimed they were on some benefit line where they expected to be able to get some, you know, affordable version of Obamacare. And when they got through the whole process of applying, they weren't able to. They found the whole thing infuriating. And it seems that that group became a constituency of Trump's and the Republicans' advocacy to, you know, bring down Obamacare as a campaign promise. Do you think they've targeted these individuals effectively?
It's not clear. There were sort of two groups that got disadvantaged by the Affordable Care Act. One was the people who were already in the individual market. These were mostly healthy people, because if you were sick, you couldn't buy insurance in the individual market. And these were people also who earned just slightly too much to get any of the tax credits or subsidies. So when premiums went up to help cover the sick people, they had to pay the full freight. Those people were definitely disadvantaged. There was another group, and as you mentioned, the process by which you get adjudicated for how big a tax credit you'll get is opaque and complex, and it didn't work well for everybody. And so there were some people who probably should have been getting help who weren't, or should have been getting more help and weren't getting as much as they actually should have under the law, and they were disadvantaged. But, you know, it's perhaps the first group, the healthy people who are paying the full freight, could conceivably get some help under the Republican plan, because there might be fewer benefits offered, so they might be able to have access to cheaper insurance. But the second group, it might be easier for them to get these new tax credits, but these new tax credits in all likelihood won't go as far as the more complicated ones under the Affordable Care Act.
So simply getting a straight ahead discount on what they're already or expecting or prefer to pay for in terms of benefits, that's not clear from this bill. That people who don't like the price and want it to just come down, everything else stay the same, it's not clear that's going to happen.
No, it's not clear that's going to happen. And partly it's a function of benefits, you know, that people were paying more. They were paying more for better benefits. So if they got sick, they would pay less. So if they get fewer benefits, then they might have a lower cost if they don't get sick. But if they do get sick, then they'll have to pay for it. The other thing is that the Republicans can't really do a lot of the things they want to do because of the budget process that they're using to avoid a filibuster in the Senate. They can't make a lot of changes to the law that they would have liked to have made.
When do you think, as the process begins to move forward, that consumers are going to realize either that they've been hoodwinked a little bit, or that their understanding is not quite correct, or that they've actually not benefited at all from this change?
Well, the way the bill is written now, it phases in very slowly. The real question is whether, if it's to pass in the next few weeks, as Republicans want, whether the insurance industry would have enough confidence to continue to offer coverage starting in 2018. So there could be a very rapid impact, perhaps unintended, that there is no insurance to buy. But this would take a while. They wouldn't really change the tax credits or change the Medicaid provisions for another 2 years under this bill.
Wealthy people, are they targeted here at all?
Wealthy people are targeted for a big tax cut here. All of the taxes pretty much that the Affordable Care Act raised in order to pay for the expanded coverage would be repealed. So wealthy people would have way fewer taxes. In addition, there are a lot of programs that help people who have enough money to put away for health care, put that away tax advantaged, and this would re-expand those, things like health savings accounts and flexible spending accounts. So there would be sort of a dual advantage for wealthy people in this bill.
Julie Rovner is chief Washington correspondent for Kaiser Health News. Julie, thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.